Now we're joined by Fayette head football coach Mike Thompson. And Coach Thompson, will start on offense for your dream team nominees. It'll be senior running back Dawson Wiswall. Talk about him.
Well, Dawson, you know, he's such a great, you know, one of those guys that you just love year round. He does everything the right way, does exactly what you want him to do in the weight room, on the field. And, you know, when you draw up a guy and you say, if we just had a whole bunch of those guys, we're going to be really good, it's Dawson Wiswall.
When he's a senior, talk about the leadership role he carried on the field and in the locker room, then even in the hallways at school.
Yeah, you know, he does a great job of setting the right example. You know, when we had our team awards, and, you know, he was the guy that was given that award, who is always does the right thing. He's the epitome of what we want a Falcon football player to be. He's tough. He's physical. He's in the weight room every day. He works hard when he's in there. He does the right thing in the classroom, right thing on the field and off the field. And that's the kind of leadership that he provided for us. And I think that's kind of what the guys that look up to him, the younger guys, are going to get from him. So when he leaves, he's still going to leave an impact on our program based on the way that he has been while he's here. And those young guys are just going to kind of carry that forward, hopefully.
Well, we mentioned earlier he's a senior. I'm sure he's going to be a hard kid to replace. Do you know what his plans are after high school?
No, currently he's still undetermined on where he's going to go. I know he's looking at a couple schools and probably going to stay fairly close to home. But he may end up at Central or in the conference there with one of those schools. We'll find out. But he's totally undetermined at this point.
All right, well, now we'll switch over to the defensive side of the ball, and you've got a junior defensive lineman, Robert Saunders. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, Robert, Big Rob's, he's a man. You know, he's one of those guys that he just kept getting better throughout the course of the year. You know, we weren't really sure exactly where he was going to be. I mean, we knew we were going to play him. Well, he started off the year playing both offense and defense, and we just felt like that was kind of taken away from what he could be and moved him to the defensive side for most of the time. You know, he's a big kid. He moves well. You know, for people that got a chance to see us play, we put him in the backfield and use him in the backfield a little bit also. He really came on at the end of the year. He just kept getting got a little mean streak, you know, and started to really play the way you want a defensive tackle to play, and moving well and making tackles and being physical. I'm really excited the fact that he's only a junior and is going to be back.
Well, him having that hot streak towards the end of the year, that probably just goes to show how hard he worked throughout the season to improve and get better and better at the right time.
Yeah, you know, he's been all summer. You know, he was gone. He was working with his dad and out of town, and he came back, and he was having still some leftover issues from the year before, and he had some knee issues that were bothering him. And once he got through that, he really started to kind of take off. And at the end of the year, he was really playing well. You had to deal with him in the middle. If you want to run in the middle, you were going to have a tough time, because he's a guy that you were going to have to double or triple team or just run away from.
Well, you touched on it just a second ago. That's going to be very exciting to have him back as a junior. Most dream team nominees are usually seniors, so it's definitely going to help your team to have a leader like him come back and make a difference next year.
Yeah, you know, and he's a guy that's already kind of stepping up into the role. You know, you're seeing he's really working hard in the weight room, just getting stronger all the time. And, you know, that work ethic that's coming around is going to kind of spill over into these other guys as well. But he's working really hard, and he's, you know, really kind of taking a leadership role with the whole team that's left over. You know, we're starting to get things going again for next year. He's one of the guys that's stepping up. So I'm pretty excited about the fact that he's, you know, had a really good year, and I think he's going to have a great year next year.